Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Liam Griffin covers the Commanders for the Washington Times. Going to join us on the Beltway Blitz right now. Liam, huge one tomorrow night. Not much time to lick your wounds. Give us a preview. What do you see tomorrow?
Well, I see a tough task for a young Commanders team that is still trying to find their rhythm and find their identity. Obviously, things are easy when you're blowing out the Carolina Panthers and, you know, winning on Hail Marys against the Bears. But after a tough loss against the Steelers, I think this is kind of a test of how far this team has come on with a divisional matchup on Thursday.
How can this secondary slow down that receiver room of Philly without Marshawn Lattimore?
I mean, that's going to be the question of the day, and I think that's going to decide a lot of the game, really, because A.J. Brown is enough to give any secondary nightmares, and for a Commanders team that is going to be relying on Benjamin St-Juice primarily against him, that's not a great matchup. I think Devontae Smith, you feel a little bit better having Mike Samristo out there. He's someone who can be physical, and Devontae Smith is a smaller guy on the outside. But A.J. Brown is one of those players who can take over a game and really embarrass some lesser talent on the outside. So I think you're going to see safety help over the top. I think you're going to see the Commanders' defense try to bring more pressure on Jalen Hurts to take away those deep balls that kind of doom them against the Steelers on Sunday.
What difference does Brian Robinson make coming back for this offense?
He does a lot for the offense, not just as obviously he's running 4.6 yards per carry. He's one of the most talented backs in the league. But I think he opens up their flexibility as an offense. Cliff Kingsbury has this reputation as, you know, if you're not following the game closely, this air raid, spread him out guy. But to me, the most interesting stuff that he does as a play caller is his run schemes. And Austin Eckler and Jeremy McNichols have performed admirably when they're filling in, but they do not provide the identity that Brian Robinson helps provide. I think they are more comfortable opening up the run scheme with Brian Robinson back there, you know, working in some more Jaden Daniels runs and really relying on that run game instead of just using it to open up the pass.
And B-Rob made it pretty clear he's good to go and he will be full go. What about the tackles? A little bit more coy on that from Dan Quinn. Sounded like they both did more in practice yesterday. Do we think Lucas or Wiley or both are going to be able to start at right tackle and back the other up?
So I talked to Wiley yesterday, and he seems to be feeling better. And he said that Sunday's game was a real game-time decision, which is something they like to avoid, obviously. He was good enough to suit up on Sunday in an emergency, but I think he'll be good to go to start tomorrow night. But I feel like with Lucas and Coleman, I think they're both just kind of nursing those injuries. I think you'll probably see Coleman start, but I think they'll both suit up and both be available in case need be. But they've got a tough task, and that team, that offensive line in particular, did not hold up that well against the Steelers pass rush, and it doesn't get much easier against the Eagles.
Where's Ben Sinnott? And I know he plays a little bit. It seems like when they do two tight ends, he's in there to block, and then he just retreats to the sideline immediately. Zach Ertz has like a 7 yards after the catch numbers approximate. You know, like at some point, wouldn't it be interesting to see what Ben Sinnott can do?
Yeah, it will. And he's someone that I've really liked coming out of the draft. I'm obsessed with the idea of a fullback in a modern offense. And obviously he's not quite that, even though he's lined up in the backfield a lot in college. But I think with a lot of these rookies on the offense in particular, they are trying to work them in slowly as much as possible. It's the same thing. We talked about it last week with Luke McCaffrey. Like, you want to see him find his spot in the offense a little bit more. And especially with Sinnott, John Bates is a blocking tight end, but he has not filled that role that well this season. And so I think the team's going to start recognizing that and working Sinnott into the offense more because, man, he has flashed the ability to be a difference maker in practice and training camp and in college. And I think he's just kind of waiting on that opportunity.
What is your prediction for tomorrow night in Philly?
I think that's going to be a really tough game. I think that Philadelphia is also the healthier team. Devontae Smith was limited in practice, but other than that, they've got a clean bill of health coming into this game, whereas the Commanders are coming off that tough loss and still, you know, they've been bit pretty hard by the injury bug the past couple weeks. And going into an away game on a Thursday night, Cincinnati early in the season was one thing, but this is a really hot Eagles team. I think the Commanders are going to have their work cut out for them. I think they might end up losing this game, but at the same time, I don't think that's putting a nail in the coffin in the season or anything. It gets easier coming down the stretch. They've got Cowboys twice. They've got the Titans coming in. I think that it might be a tough loss, but you'll get a rematch later in the season.
Liam, thank you, buddy. Enjoy the week.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Check out Liam Griffin's work. Covers the Commanders in the Washington Times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.